At 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. Charles County prosecutors have added more charges to an already long indictment against a former school aide. Carlos D'Angelo Bell is HIV positive, and he's accused of sexually assaulting scores of children.
According to the state's attorney for Charles County, Maryland, the victims range in age from 11 to 17 years old. The state is not aware of any alleged victim testing positive for HIV, according to the state attorney's office. The alleged abuse spanned from May 2015 to June 2017. Bell was arrested in June following a six-month investigation.
Correspondent Andy Rose. There are new allegations about the 2016 presidential campaign and who may have paid for that infamous dossier linking Donald Trump to Russia.
Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign helped fund the dossier that made risque allegations about Donald Trump and Russia. The report was first made in the Washington Post and was corroborated for CNN by a source familiar with the situation.
This is what campaigns do, and what matters is not who funded it. What matters is if it's true or not.
CNN confirms the report was funded by anti-Trump Republicans during the primaries who didn't want him to get the presidential nomination. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
It's expensive to live in the district, and that's why the city's police department is now offering financial incentives to attract recruits.
D.C. is one of the most expensive places in the U.S. to rent an apartment. So the Metropolitan Police Department is offering new recruits $1,000 a month for 6 months in rent assistance for apartments in the city. If you want to buy and you're a first-time home buyer, the police department will offer you loans.
And the loans are given at a 0% interest rate. It's a really good deal.
D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham says if you're uncomfortable about joining the force because of the narrative out there about policing,
come and join the Metropolitan Police Department and let's change that narrative together.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington is approaching the 50th anniversary of one of the city's most transformative events.
The riots after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in 1968 left 12 dead, over 1,000 injured, and neighborhoods burning. It would take decades for some of those areas to bounce back. D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson starting to look at ways of commemorating what will have happened 50 years ago this April.
I think it's appropriate that we look at constructing an event or a series of events to reflect back on what happened in 1968 and what progress we've made since then.
The city also saw widespread Vietnam protests in 1968 and took its first steps toward home rule, getting a council for the first time after a century under Congress. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl returns to a military courtroom at Fort Bragg today for his sentencing hearing. Prosecutors plan to present evidence that fellow service members were seriously wounded in a fruitless search for Bergdahl after he abandoned his post in Afghanistan. Washington is about to get a new museum.
The Museum of the Bible will open next month, steps away from the Federal Center Southwest Metro Station. This is Executive Director Dr. Tony Zeiss.
We don't advocate any one faith or any one religion or any one doctrine. We just advocate the Bible, and our mission is to engage all people with the Bible, its history, its narrative, and its impact. And so that's the theme of the museum.
Dr. Zeiss tells the Larry O'Connor Show more than 100 religious scholars have been working as consultants on the museum, which opens November 17th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,442. The Nasdaq at 65,98. Sports World Series Game 1 goes to the Dodgers. Game 2 is tonight. NBA, the Wizards take on the Lakers tonight. NHL, the Caps are idle till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas crashes on 66, eastbound 66 after business 234. It's before you get up to the exit for 29 Centerville. Whew, a lot going on here with fire and rescue now at the scene. Two right lanes slowly squeezing by the scene of the crash. So through Manassas towards Centerville, get ready. The accident definitely putting the pressure on this trip. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll road, so that checks out fine. Do have a broken down car heading into town on New York Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue, you come up to Bladensburg Road. That was reported along the right. South on 295, looks like we have the stop and go past Benning Road, East Capitol Street, down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. But the ride right now on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, great time to get going. Looks good in each direction. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, trying to get up through to the Beltway. The culprit, broken down car after Dower House, or before Dower House Road. That was along the right side. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fairly tranquil weather pattern now as we head on through midweek. A few clouds mixing in with clear sky at times. Right on through today, we'll make it up to about 65. 47 tonight, outside the Beltway, a little cooler. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Arlington, 54 in Damascus, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A Republican House group is threatening to block the budget over the plan to kill a popular tax deduction. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese on this Wednesday morning. You know who else is going to be here in about half an hour at 6:35? Cal Thomas will be with us. We'll discuss. There's so much going on Capitol Hill, the DNC dossier. We've got a lot with Cal at 7:05. It's Byron York. At 7:35, it's Katrina Pearson. And at 8:35, it's Kevin Cork. Full lineup. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you hear that? Another one does bite the dust. Jeff Flake of Arizona, a Republican senator, has announced that he's going to hang it up. Because yesterday he comes out in a Senate floor speech, announces that, you know, at the end of his term, which basically the end of next year, he's got to be a year and a half almost left, that he will be retiring. Here he is announcing it.
I've decided that I would be better able to represent the people of Arizona and to better serve my country and my conscience by freeing myself of the political consideration that consume far too much bandwidth and would cause me to compromise far too many principles. To that end, I'm announcing today that my service in the Senate will conclude at the end of my term in early January 2019.
Yeah, well, recent polls showed that he was trailing his opponent in Arizona, Kelly Ward, 58-31. That's not a close race, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
that's what we call a barn burner. It's out of control. She's ready to destroy him in a landslide. So it was untenable for him. But he spent a lot of that speech yesterday making this out to be that kind of taking ownership for all of this, that he was quitting because he's ready to go, because he thinks it's about the president of the United States, and he's done being complicit. Here's cut 7. This is Jeff Flake saying yesterday that he's done being complicit with the president of the United States.
It is time for our complicity and our accommodation of the unacceptable to end. In this century, a new phrase has entered the language to describe the accommodation of a new and undesirable order, that phrase being the new normal. But we must never adjust to the present coarseness of our national dialogue with the tone set at the top. We must never regard as normal the regular and casual undermining of our democratic norms and ideals. We must never meekly accept the daily sundering of our country. The personal attacks, the threats against principles, freedoms, and institution, the flagrant disregard for truth and decency, the reckless provocations, most often for the pettiest and most personal reasons, reasons having nothing whatsoever to do with the fortunes of the people that we have been elected to serve. None of these appalling features of our current politics should ever be regarded as normal.
And the President of the United States playing a central role in all of this, Jeff Flake addressing him specifically.
Because politics can make us silent when we should speak, and silence can equal complicity. I have children and grandchildren to answer to, and so, Mr. President, I will not be complicit or silent.
I'm sure he's resigning out of, you know, because of his morals and his principles, and that's why he's not resigning immediately. That's why he's resigning after the election, that he's no longer participating in. This, to me, seemed to be very self-serving. He needed to make a grand statement. It's not because I'm losing in the polls in this re-election. It's because of my principles and my morals, because I'm a fine, upstanding man, and he's standing on the high ground, lonely and alone. That's what this is about. This was just his moment. But here's the thing. You've got now Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, who
yes.
are in open rebellion against the president. When has this happened before?
Who are both retiring, not running for re-election. So on Corker, let's talk about Corker for a second. Yesterday, a huge back and forth between President Trump and Bob Corker. By the way, ahead of a lunch they were having yesterday at the Senate, they were supposed to have together, and they did, he and many others. Let me quickly run down the list here of what was said. This is Trump yesterday. Bob Corker, who helped President Obama give us the bad Iran deal and couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee, is now fighting tax cuts. Trump, upset with him, went on to say, Corker dropped out of the race in Tennessee when I refused to endorse him and now is only negative on anything Trump. Look at his record. Isn't it sad that lightweight Senator Bob Corker, who couldn't get reelected in the great state of Tennessee, will now fight tax cuts plus? Corker responding, saying same untruths from an utterly untruthful president. Hashtag alert the daycare staff, before going on a series of many interviews yesterday attacking the president of the United States. Corker, of course, heading the Foreign Relations Committee. He's the chairman there, so a powerful committee chairman. So I wonder what you think of all of this. Is President Trump draining the swamp? Or are they right to be furious with him? Are they right to be at his throat? These Senator Jeff Flake, Senator Bob Corker, both of whom are now retiring. So I'm curious about that. I'd love to know what you think of this. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I believe personally that if you're in open revolt against the president, especially when he's the same party, when he's of the same party, there needs to be some kind of process to boot you out. There needs to be something to boot you out and put a replacement in your seat until that election, or hold a special election. Something needs to be done. But you can't have two Republicans, and we've got John McCain as well. And I don't know what the heck is going on in Arizona. Seriously, if you're in Arizona, I blame you for voting for these people. There needs to be something done, because this is really bad for the Republican Party. And at this point, I look at this as these guys are just out to hurt the Republican Party. I think John McCain is out to hurt the Republican Party, Corker and Flake, all three of them. And I'm not saying you have to walk in lockstep with the president. You don't have to walk in lockstep with a party. However, when you come out and openly trash the president of you, who is a member of your party, I think there needs to be some kind of process to send you packing much earlier than when you decide, you know, because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to hold my breath and I'm taking my marbles later and I'm going to go home on. I'm not going home now. I'm just going to ruin the game for everybody. They're like that kid who could never win at, dodgeball, or could never win it. Think of again, Monopoly. So they would just wreck the whole game and flip it over because they could never win because they were losing in their spoil sports. That's what this reminds me of. And I think it's really bad for the Republican Party and for in general. And I think that this boosts the Democrats to a certain degree, at least the optics of it does.
Well, this will take this in one sense could either increase Kelly Ward's chance of getting that seat because now you don't have the wounds of the primary involved, or also it could, increase the chance that a better candidate jumps into this. There's a lot more on this, but again, I really want to know what you think. Is President Trump successfully draining the swamp, as he's so often promised to do here, as you see Jeff Flake and Bob Corker leave? Both of them, by the way, calling the president a terrible role model for children yesterday. Just the attacks have been flying, and they've been flying furiously between sitting Republican senators and the president of the United States. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 66, that's our hot spot right now. Crash is in Manassas, east on 66 after business 234, but before you get to 29 Centerville. So that's why we're just going to crawl here as you work through that stretch. Stay to the right side, still have a lot of activity. No problems, though, to report on Route 7 coming out of Leesburg. Looks good. Nice ride so far off the Greenway onto the toll road. Clara Barton Parkway coming inbound, approaching the light at Chain Bridge Road. And when you get onto Canal Road, that's where the report of a minor crash. And I'm looking at the traffic cameras on the Chain Bridge. Everything looks open there, but then watch in that area. On New York Avenue, inbound, broken down, reported right before you get to the light at Bladensburg Road. DC 295 southbound, a very slow past Benny Road toward East Capitol Street. Right in that stretch, had a crash reported on the northbound side. And in the Riverdale area on Kenilworth Avenue, coming southbound at Campus Drive on one side, Good Luck Road on the other side of Kenilworth. That's where we have the accident in the intersection. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies, high around 65. Tonight, some passing clouds with a low of 47. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 56 degrees. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Brighten your holidays with dazzling arrangements from the flower shop at Potomac Petals and Plants. Using unique, locally grown selections, their floral designers will create beautiful, fresh bouquets. For special affairs, meet with their event designers and allow Potomac Petals and Plants to make your event extraordinary.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, the President of the United States saying Bob Corker couldn't even get elected dog catcher. Well, and candidly, he did actually get elected senator, so, I mean, whatever. But
is that higher than dog catcher? That is the question.
I think so. But here's Bob Corker responding to a TMZ, I love, is now in D.C. all the time, ran down Bob Corker and asked him about it.
Senator, real quick question. The president said you wouldn't be elected dog catcher in Tennessee. How do you defend that?
Well, I've never run for dog catcher, so, but, you know, it would be an interesting position. It's hard to respond to, it's...
Will you be going to
the American people are able to see firsthand, what we're dealing with in our commander-in-chief.
Commander-in-chief. And then, meanwhile, Jeff Flake, in his announcement speech yesterday that he's retiring, I was really struck by something he did. He blamed the base for his decision, his voting base. So, granted, remember, I read you those poll numbers. He was going to get destroyed in the primary. But he said that he needs to act in the face of, despite the fact that he, quote, might alienate the base, that he needed to act. So he's sort of like blaming everyone here. Blaming the voters, blaming Trump. It's everybody else's fault. Now Flake saying he's retiring, but he'll be hanging out in the Senate for the next year or so. So what do you make of all this? Is the president draining the swamp here, or do you agree with their criticism that Trump has been bad in some unspeakable way that now requires these senators to speak up, that the president is just too much for them to handle? Let's go to Tim in Virginia first up here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, sir. What's your thought on this?
I'm torn. I'm a conservative. I'm a Trump supporter. But sometimes I wish he would take the Teddy Roosevelt approach and just walk softly but carry a big stick. I think every time he gets in these squabbles on the news, it takes away from the great things he is doing. I hated when President Obama would get up and chuck and jive. I don't care for what Trump is doing, although I support him. I just wish he would tone the rhetoric down a bit and just and just keep pushing his agenda. I admire his fight. I admire the fact that he doesn't put up with much, but I think he's taking away from the positives he's doing.
Thank you, Tim. My view here is that I think we've always known that Trump takes everything personally, and he has a lot of these fights because he does. The question is, if you're going to end up calling the president a child, like Bob Corker has, and say that he needs to be in a daycare center, then shouldn't your position be, I'm going to be the adult? I'm not going to get into these personal attacks. I'm not going to engage in this nonsense, if that's how you view it. I'm going to keep fighting, and even when that means standing with the president's agenda, I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to get into these squabbles. Yet Flake and Corker are engaging in this infighting now. Despite that criticism of the president. Let's go to Brian up next here in Mount Airy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. I would just like to say that, to be honest with you, like your last caller, sometimes I get really annoyed at some of the things Trump says, and I can understand why people get annoyed with them. But the big picture here is that we have a lot of big problems in this country, taxes, infrastructure, everything else. And the other party, the Democrats, have terrible left-wing solutions. So any Republican should realize that, hey, we need to forget about what Trump says and work with him to solve these problems.
Yeah, and I wonder if, you know, if they're overestimating how important, I mean, obviously it matters what the president of the United States says, but, like, if you just look at the record, do you agree with what he's set out to accomplish or has accomplished already? Do you agree with those things, Bob Corker? Do you agree with those things, Jeff Flake? So in terms of his agenda, like, what, you know, is he on track? And you don't like what he says? Got it. He's naughty? Got it. He can be irreverent? Got it. But again, is his agenda the one you want? Or, by the way, would you have preferred Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think some of these senators would have preferred Hillary Clinton. I wonder if John McCain would have preferred Hillary Clinton. You know, it's not just Corker and Flake. McCain, he hasn't not declared it, I think he's in open revolt against the president as well.
Well, three senators, those three, pretty explicitly. Let's go to Karen this morning in Calvert County. Good morning, Karen. What do you think of these Republicans?
Good morning. Hi. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm a Trump supporter. And I did not vote for Donald Trump to be man of the year. I voted for him to be president of the United States. I think he's doing a good job, and I think these Republicans who are opposing him need to get out of the way, and they should do it silently, because we need somebody to work for us in this government, and nobody is. Nothing's getting done. And it's just business as usual. And I think Trump's right to try to get these guys to leave. And I don't care what he says about them on their way out.
That's a good point.
They need to go.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah, it's a good point. You might take the Senate more seriously if it had gotten something done for you lately.
Absolutely.
622 here on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And?
Always look and act professional.
And?
Be super careful inside the home.
And?
Work quickly, because the customer has lots of other things to do today.
And?
Be happy and pleasant no matter what.
And?
Try to get there exactly when the customer was hoping you'd arrive.
That's a tough one. Traffic doesn't always flow our way.
Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like you said, we're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-989-3394 now to get your free kit. Call 800-989-3394 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-989-3394. That's 800-989-3394. Call now.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and a change in the past 10 minutes. 66 for the better. The crash before you get to 29th Centerville, after you pass Business 234, is cleared to the shoulder. It had been blocking that entire left half of the roadway. Yes, it's slow, but again, lanes have just been released here. 66 east, pushing out of Manassas to Centerville. Here we go. 95 northbound out of Dale City toward the Occoquan with the volume again in Lorton. Oh, I didn't forget about you out of Stafford. Yes, you're slow. 95 up toward Aquia, but that's just the normal volume in that stretch. Clara Barton Parkway, as you're coming inbound toward and approaching that light at Chain Bridge, or if you're heading onto Canal Road, had a report of a crash in that area. Riverdale on Kenilworth Avenue southbound at Campus Drive, watch for accident cleanup. DC 295 in the northbound direction, crash near Benning Road, slowing northbound, but also giving us some rubbernecking southbound side. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
Fairly tranquil weather pattern now as we head on through midweek. A few clouds mixing with clear sky at times. Right on through today, we'll make it up to about 65. 47 tonight outside the Beltway, a little cooler. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in our executive branch are normal. They are not normal.
Senator Jeff Flake yesterday announcing his retirement. Len in Silver Spring, you're up here next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Len.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was just wondering where these guys were the last 8 years with the politicization of the, you know, their moral outrage didn't exist when the IRS was weaponized and when the military became a social experiment. Now, all of a sudden, because it's Trump and they don't like Trump personally, It's a huge deal, and they have to make a show of it.
Yep, a lot of earnest speeches to save the Republic happening all of a sudden.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that this really hurts the Republican Party. They've got to do something with these guys in open revolt.
Well, I think the Republicans are encouraged now that they can replace them and help the Republican Party. 6:28 now on WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous, illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Coming up on WMAL, it's Cal Thomas, because it's Wednesday. So Cal will be with us. We'll discuss with him what we were just talking about with two senators, maybe even three, in open revolt against the president. And the DNC dossier getting a lot of play this morning, a lot of news for you. Speaking of news, hey, guess what? It's 6:30 and WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. New this morning, there's been an on-campus shooting at Grambling State University in Louisiana. Authorities there say a student and a friend were killed. The gunman remains at large. Charles County prosecutors have added more charges against a former school aide accused of sexually assaulting dozens of students. 30-year-old Carlos D'Angelo Bell is now facing a 206-count indictment. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the DNC reportedly helped pay a political research firm that produced that dossier of allegations about Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Former Clinton campaign press secretary Brian Fallon says, though, they did nothing wrong.
It would have been malpractice, in my view, for the campaign to not want to turn over every rock and learn everything it could about Donald Trump. So while I didn't know that that meeting took place at the time, I'm glad that Mark Elias and whoever else was aware of it at the time authorized it and went forward with it.
With Arizona Senator Jeff Flake's decision not to run for re-election, two Republican senators are now making their position on President Trump clear.
The broader question here that everybody wants to know here on Capitol Hill across the board is this some kind of tipping point? Are we seeing a shift in the Republican Party from their top lawmakers away from the president? Here's the short answer, according to both lawmakers and senior aides I've been talking to. The answer is no.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. An unsuccessful 2016 congressional candidate in Maryland is going to try again next year. Ami Hober says she's running for the 6th district seat again in 2018. Hober won the GOP nomination last year but lost the general election to Democrat John Delaney. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,442, the Nasdaq at 65,98. Sports, sponsored by DEA, the Dodgers grabbed the 1-0 lead, winning game 1 of the World Series. NBA, the Wizards meet the Lakers in L.A. tonight. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Matthew Stafford from the Detroit Lions, urging you to stand up against our nation's drug epidemic during the DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day this Saturday. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet.
Find a collection site at deatakeback.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense, and they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Court to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Chris Plant here to talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. With the latest technologies, connectivity, and a roomy interior, it really is the complete package designed for your everyday driving needs. And now the Chevy Bolt EV is the winner of the Green Car Journal's Green Car of the Year Award for 2017. Check out the Chevy Bolt EV today. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Challenge right now is to head DC 295 in the northbound direction. So if you're heading north, say past the 11th Street Bridge, have a crash up ahead causing delays. It's northbound. Two left lanes are blocked after you pass Benning Road. That's really stacking up quickly. Now for southbound 295, as you pass the scene of the crash, it's the heavy volume. You can see the activity, but continue slow down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the stretch of the normal southbound delays. Let's get you around the Beltway, end of the Wilson Bridge, or backing near St. Barnabas Road. Normal topside delays. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, great time to get going. I'm not seeing much of any backups there. Pennsylvania Avenue, trying to get up through to the Beltway. The problem had been the broken down car northbound in inbound Route 4 before you get to Dower House Road. That was in the right lane. Virginia, 66, crash contained to the shoulder, but very heavy. Manassas to pass Business 234 before you get into Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure now hanging on. Should bring us some great weather here over the next couple of days. No rain today. Clouds mixed with clear skies, 65. Some clouds tonight, 47. Cooler outside the Beltway. Tomorrow, a few clouds around near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Vienna, 53 in Gaithersburg, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall and AM 630.
Well, good Wednesday morning to you. Coming up, Byron York joins us at 7:05. 7:35, we'll be joined by former Trump campaign spokeswoman Katrina Pearson. And at 8:35 this morning, Kevin Cork, White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel. All ahead on a packed Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. It is Wednesday morning. It is 6:37. You know what that means? Cal Thomas is with us. Cal, good morning to you.
Good morning, dynamic duo. Nice to be with you. Nice.
How are you this morning? We're doing fantabulously because you're here. We were just talking about Corker and Flake just outright feuding with the president at this point, and to a certain extent, John McCain as well. But Flake, you know, giving this big, you know, farewell speech on the floor, which he's not even leaving for a while yet. How does it affect the Republicans? Does it affect the Republicans to have senators in open rebellion against the president?
Well, here's what's happening. It's more than a civil war within the Republican Party, Mary, as some have said. It's more a war against the establishment. People are fed up with dysfunctional government. Matter of fact, I thought about changing the D.C. and Washington to dysfunctional city. I think it would be more accurate than District of Columbia, frankly. Look, there are two reasons why an incumbent would leave such an important post as a United States senator. One is, I want to spend more time with my family, which is basically a cover-up for something else. And the other is, you look at the polls and you know that you're either going to be primaried or you're not going to win the general election, or both. And so you come up with this excuse about, well, I just don't like the atmosphere in Washington anymore. Yeah, but you've contributed to it. The people want something accomplished, and they're seeing something accomplished now, and it's not being done by the so-called moderate Republicans. Americans. Look at the stock market. People are thrilled, particularly retirees, with their portfolios setting records almost every day now. You've got ISIS on the run. The Obama administration didn't put ISIS on the run. They were basically accommodating them for the most part. You've got fewer people on food stamps since 1973. The economy's doing great, 3% growth. I mean, everything is headed in a positive direction, and these guys, instead of helping promote the agenda and advance it, are busy attacking Trump for his lack of deportment. Well, you know, if you have to deal with personality versus policy, yeah, I'd rather have the personality, but I'm going with the policy.
Cal, when I hear like Jeff Flake yesterday, I get it. He's upset that the president's intemperate and that he'll say mean things about him. Mm. But as you're leaving, as it's clear you don't have an electoral path forward, which he said, by the way, he's getting destroyed by Kelly Ward in this primary. Why salt the earth on policy? Why salt the earth on the things you care about and make it so it's harder for the president to advance his agenda?
Well, you know, this reminds me of the 1994 election when Newt Gingrich and company just decided they were tired of being in the minority. And Bob Michael, who was a decent guy and the minority leader in the House of Representatives, got along fine, lots of backslapping. The Democrats gave him a nice office, told him what a wonderful guy he is. But Republicans were in the minority in the House for 40 years. And Newt came along and said, you know, I don't think we have to be in the minority. I think we can be in the majority. And he came up with that wonderful plan that people could put in their wallets or on a little card, and the Republicans want a majority. But when Republicans win, Democrats say, oh, well, you're doing it because you just have such bad manners, and we don't like the way you speak and the language you use. Well, they do the same thing. I mean, I said in my column this week that the difference between Republicans and Democrats is Democrats play hardball and Republicans play badminton.
I want to ask you.
Very true.
I want to ask you about some news overnight. A lot is changing this week in this Russia, Trump, now Hillary collusion story. Things are shifting quickly. I can feel the winds moving as I speak. Last night, the Washington Post reporting that the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee were both involved in paying for the commissioning of this Trump dossier. What did you make of this news?
Well, you know, the conservative media, especially Fox News, have been beating this drum for almost a year now. And finally, the Washington Post, out of New York Times, ever pick it up. If they do, they'll bury it on page 817 or something at the bottom in small type. But finally, the Washington Post is picking it up, so we know it must be true, right? I mean, if it was on Fox News or talk radio, it can't be true because of a bunch of right-wingers. But if the Washington Post reports it, it's got to be true.
Right.
Now, Democrats are heading for the hills on this one. Perez, the head of the DNC, said, hey, none of this happened on my watch. We don't know anything about it. We need to get back to the connection between Trump and the Russians. Well, all of the investigation so far, including the bipartisan Senate investigation, have turned up zilch, zero, nada, nothing on this connection. And this dossier, by the way, initially was funded by an unknown Republican, and John McCain, of course, sent a representative over to Russia to get a copy of it. So this smells of really, really bad politics, and it diverts attention from things that really matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, nobody's been able to say that the Russians affect to the outcome of the election. Yeah, they put some ads on Facebook and did some other things and tried to have an effect, but even the left acknowledges for the most part that they didn't change a single vote.
It sounds like bad politics. It sounds like dirty politics, but is it illegal?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, I think there was, Greg Jarrett was on Hannity last night on Fox, and he was talking about some possible violations of the law, including the Foreign Intelligence Act. All of these things have to be adjudicated, but right now nobody's been put under oath on this particular issue. Nobody's been drawn into court. Nobody has been indicted. It's all unnamed sources and rumor and an attempt to bring down the president. I mean, this is why his poll numbers aren't higher. Any other president who was in the middle of achieving some of the things that he is achieving right now, and I just mentioned a few of them, would be well over 50% approval in the polls. But because most of the national media continues to hammer on, his silly tweets and,
yes,
and some, some errors and facts that he puts out just speaking off the cuff, then the poll numbers remain low. But I think if the policies continue to succeed, I think you're going to see a change in that, because don't forget, a huge majority of the people, far bigger than those who disapprove of President Trump, disapprove of the major media.
Cal Thomas, thank you very much. As always, forgive us your breakdown of everything that's going on in, once again, a very busy news week. President Trump tends to create that. And by the way, if you want to see Cal Thomas in person, do not miss our diner tour. We'll be there the morning of Friday, November 3rd, ahead of that Virginia election, and Cal Thomas will be joining us for a live edition. Well, it's always live, but in person, mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, we'll be at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington.
Try to look good for me, will you, Vince?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to ask Mary for advice this time.
Well, I can't say that to Mary because, you know, that might be sexual harassment.
Cal.
I'll launder it through a woman or something. We'll
there
let her
you
know.
Go. Cal, we'll see you at the diner. We'll talk to you again next week. It is 6:44 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent estate revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent estate with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's affordable. Renter's Warehouse will expertly manage your property 24/7 for a low flat monthly subscription of just $99 per month. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse management takes all the busy work off your plate. Stuff like rent collection, paperwork, inspections, midnight maintenance calls. Renter's Warehouse handles it all. And that's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor right now. 202-897-2822. You'll learn more about the rent estate revolution and ask for a free book. Or log on to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renterswarehouse.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 coming southbound in Rockville. It's the crash as you approach past 28 West Montgomery Avenue. Looks like they're trying to get everything to the shoulder, but with the flashing lights, looks like that left lane with help still crowded. So 270 south near 28 for that activity. Now on the Beltway topside, College Park to Silver Spring slow. We've been good through Greenbelt and Largo. It's to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing up now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Listen carefully, Virginia Beltway commuters, if you're leaving Springfield toward Annandale. This is a little bit tricky, to say the least. I'm watching this activity, inner loop right near Braddock Road. Stay out of those two left lanes because everyone's trying to get past this crash. There's two cars and one police car by it. When you get there, you realize you can't use that far left lane, so everyone trying to get to the right. Again, that's inner loop near Braddock Road. Stay to the right. Five-car crash, DC 295 northbound, just north of Benning Road, so major delays 295 northbound side, southbound the rubbernecking to get you by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a good run now, but we are monitoring maybe a coastal storm for the upcoming weekend, especially Sunday, which could bring some heavy rainfall. Stay tuned for updates on that. This morning, a mix of clouds and sunshine. This afternoon, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a comfortable 65. Some clouds tonight, 47. Suburbs cooler. Partly cloudy tomorrow, near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 56 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
No, I blow English.
I have never heard that before. It's probably very popular in California. A new poll came out. It's actually by the Census Bureau, so it's not even a poll. It's data released by the Census Bureau from a 2016 survey. And in the survey, they ask whether you speak a language other than English at home. If so, what language you speak and how well they speak English in order to find out, you know, what are the languages that are being spoken in the home and in other communities around the country. Well, in California, they found out that almost 46% of the population speaks a language other than English at home. 46%. 18.6% of California residents who are age 5 and older who say that they do speak English don't speak it very well. I don't speak very well.
All right, so you've lost, like, I don't know, almost 60% or so.
Yeah. And you've got nationwide, 21.6% speak a language other than English at home. Now, I kind of have to give that a great... That doesn't mean that they don't speak English. Like, my grandparents, they spoke German in the home. And we were allowed to speak German in their home with them, but they never spoke German outside of the home. They always spoke English. They felt it was rude to speak German outside of the home. So they always spoke English, and they were very proud of their ability to read, write, speak English. They ran a business in this country. They had to learn how to speak English. So just because you speak a language other than English at home, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, as long as you can speak English outside of the home proficiently and you can communicate with the people around you, because you have to speak English if you want to get ahead in this country.
Yeah.
If you don't speak English, you're not going to get ahead. 8.6% of people in this country who speak English say they don't speak it very well, which isn't that bad, 8.6%.
How's that assimilation going, California?
Yeah. Well, they're not the only ones. Texas has a problem with it. New Mexico is ranked third. New Jersey's fourth. New York is fifth. So at least in this area, we're not in the top five. So that's good. So, yeah, I think it's super important. And we're going to have to learn to start demanding that people learn to speak English. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just 1 day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It is 6:53. It's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning to you, Jess.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Wall Street might take a little breather today after yesterday's rally. The Dow was up 167 points on some strong earnings reports from 3M and Caterpillar. But futures right now are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Markets are mixed in Europe, mostly higher in Asia at the moment. Crude oil is ticking a little lower, but it's still above $52. $4 a barrel. Companies reporting earnings this morning. Northrop Grumman just beat Wall Street expectations. Dow Component Visa also reported better than forecast earnings and revenue. A mixed quarter for Wyndham Resorts and Hotels, and it was a miss, reported this morning for Alaska Airlines for the quarter. Amazon is aiming for Staples and Office Depot with two-day free shipping for office supplies to businesses with business accounts. Account fees start at $500. Disney's Olaf from the movie Frozen will be one of the new balloons in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway, it's been a little bit tricky here to get by the crash inner loop near Braddock Road, but I'm so happy. I just watched the VDOT truck come up to the scene, so now the two left lanes safely blocked, so stay to the far right, inner loop near Braddock Road. 66, crash completely gone as you head out of Manassas towards Centerville, but the delays are far from clearing now in the thick of the rush hour as you push eastbound on 66. Let's go Olney, Maryland. You may have seen a lot of smoke, some flames here. We had a flatbed truck apparently carrying some cars on fire, but it was safely now, according to Pete Beringer, in a parking lot, Georgia Avenue, south of Old Baltimore Road. So a lot of activity there, but it looks like you can get through. Travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fairly tranquil weather pattern now as we head on through midweek. A few clouds mixing with clear sky at times. Right on through today, we'll make it up to about 65. 47 tonight outside the Beltway, a little cooler. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring for their annual fall sale this Sunday from 10 to 4. One day only factory pricing on rifles, shotguns, handguns, and optics. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
Vince, I have something that we need to go do.
Yeah?
We need to go throw some axes.
Oh.
We need to go throw some axes.
I knew you had an axe to grind.
There you go. Bad axe throwing. This is becoming a big thing. This is not the first one to open here in D.C., but an Ontario, Canada-based company called Bad Axe Throwing is opening an urban indoor axe throwing club in D.C. They call themselves the world's biggest axe throwing club. Their mission is to bring the thrill of a traditional Canadian backyard pastime. And they banned lawn darts in this country, but in Canada, they throw axes at the barbecue in the backyard.
They didn't ban the lawn darts.
They did ban lawn darts.
Come on.
They confiscated lawn darts. They say that axe throwing is bowling 2.0. They say it's similar to the sport of darts, but with hatchets. And it's set up in a similar sense of bowling where you book a party or a group and you're assigned a lane. Now, I know someone who's done this, and they have a bar. I don't know if it's the same company. They have a bar. Yeah, they have a bar, drinking and throwing axes.
Yeah. You can make an axe out of yourself.
And they have they have lanes, you know, and you sit far back, and one person gets up and throws the axe. And I tried to go do this. You need to make an appointment. You have to make a reservation. It is so popular. You need to make a reservation in advance. You can't get in. You can't just get in on a Saturday night. Like, my husband and I are like, oh, let's go axe throwing. No. Can't do that on a Saturday night. No, you need to make a reservation in advance. I say we do morning show axe throwing.
I'm down with that. By the way,
it'd be so much fun.
Instead of paying $20 an hour, why don't you just like find a yard?
I don't. Is it?
Get a hatchet.
I don't
crack
know.
Open a beer and just start throwing it at trees.
They won't let you throw.
That was a miss.
They won't let you throw lawn darts, but they'll let you throw axes in the backyard. The DC location is also going to be hosting leagues. Their website has a section to describe axe throwing techniques, which is easy to say, mm-hmm. tutorial videos, and safety tips like don't throw an axe if someone is in front of you. There you go. That's pretty much a pretty basic safety tip. One would think: don't throw the axe if someone is in front of you or if someone is near the target. So there is the World Axe Throwing League, and Bad Axe Throwing is a founding member of the World Axe Throwing League.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about this.
This sounds like the Darwin Awards. Hey, Mary, catch this. Sorry about that.
That's going to need a Band-Aid. Hold on. Tell him what's coming up on the morning show.
Well, we got one Byron York joining us. And I can tell you, he's very excited to speak because he wants to tell you all about what's going on in this very busy news week.
You know, and not only is axe throwing becoming super popular in the area, there is something else that is enjoying a resurgence. And it has to do with the first president of the United States, George Washington.
Oh, and alcohol.